The Forgotten Skill of Focus. Lately, I have noticed a common theme among many friends, colleagues, and associates. It seems we are all struggling with the same issue, the ability to stay focused on a single task for a prolonged period of time. When I recently took a mental inventory of my typical day, I quickly became alarmed by the number of concurrent tasks I found myself working on at any given time. Worse yet, when I examined my results and productivity levels, it was evident that I was struggling to keep up with previous outputs during the earlier phases of my business. Then I came across an article written by Josh Waitzkin that pinpointed the direct cause of my reduced effectiveness. The article was on a topic he calls the multitasking virus, as posted on the Tim Ferriss blog at 4hourworkweek.com. In the article, Waitzkin demonstrates the detrimental effects of multitasking and makes reference to a recent study at the British Institute of Psychiatry, which showed that checking your email while performing another creative task decreases your IQ in the moment 10 points. That is equivalent of not sleeping for 36 hours, more than twice the impact of smoking marijuana. This was a real eye-opener for me. I would have a hard time counting the number of times I've been checking my email throughout any given workday. On more than one occasion, I would completely stop a task, often something more important, to tend to a new email that popped up in my inbox, regardless whether it was important email or not. Can you relate to this? When I discovered that this type of distraction was literally decreasing my IQ, I could immediately see certain areas where the quality of my work had been impacted. But it also forced me to stop and think about all the other distractions that I was allowing, knowingly or unknowingly, to impact my work. Between news and information websites, email, phone calls, instant messaging, and business research, I was probably getting distracted a minimum of 10 times a day. If you think that sounds like a high number, take a few moments right now to mentally review some of your own personal distractions. You will likely notice that they add up pretty quickly. In my case, these distractions would actually make me stop the task at hand and move on to something different. Often, I would move on to something of lower priority, but I was unable to recognize this at the time due to the fact that I'd been so severely distracted from my previous train of thought. Like anyone else, I'm at my best and produce my most valuable work when I'm able to stay focused and concentrated on one item at a time. This really applies to anything we perform. If you have ever learned a manual skill like laying a hardwood floor, using a weed remover for your lawn, or even running large stacks of paper through a laminating machine, these all happen to be tasks that I recently performed, you likely noticed a learning curve. At first, you might have felt awkward and you may have even fouled up your first few attempts at the task. Gradually, though, you got the hang of it and developed a rhythm. After a certain period of time, you actually started to master the skill and eventually you were able to double, triple, and quadruple, or even better, your productivity. The same thing applies to practically everything we do in life. If you want to learn a new skill, the best way to do it is through a complete immersion process. If you want to run a marathon, you focus on running and likely divert from the weight room until after the competition. If you want to learn how to speak Spanish, your best bet is to get into a Spanish class and postpone your French class until you have mastered Spanish. Regardless of what you might be trying to accomplish, you will produce your best results when you are able to consistently focus on the highest priority activities. When I want to write an article, I remove myself from all distractions. I even remove myself physically from my office and go to the library or another spot where I have no choice but to focus on the task at hand. My local library happens to have neither wireless internet availability nor cell phone reception. This combination makes for the perfect cure to my typical interruptions. I am often able to complete my articles or reports in less than a third of the time it would have taken me had I been working from my office and connected to my world of distractions. An empowering discovery I made about utilizing the power of focus is that it becomes increasingly easier to stay focused for longer stretches as you develop the mental discipline. One of the six intellectual faculties of every thinking person is something called will. This is our ability to sustain concentration on one item for an extended period of time. If you think of your will as a mental muscle, you can actually grow and develop this muscle similar to the way you would develop physical muscles at the gym, through frequent exercise. If you are experiencing problems with productivity, take some time to carefully review the key points from this audio. Then, Try to determine if and where you are falling victim to distractions. Make a commitment to eliminate these distractions, disconnect from the internet, turn off the cell phone, whatever, so you can begin to practice your focusing exercises. You may want to start with 30-minute blocks. Work on staying 100% present with the task at hand. Monitor your progress. As you feel comfortable and find your rhythm, work on stretching it out to an hour, then 2 hours, then go beyond if you can. But don't forget to listen to your mind and body. Taking breaks is absolutely critical for your long-term success. Since I often work from home, I use my breaks to drop all my work from my mind and spend quality time with my wife and kids. Whatever your situation, make sure you have an outlet to relieve your mind from your work for at least 15 minutes at a time. Then, when you're ready, go back and continue to strengthen your focusing skills. Thanks for listening to The Forgotten Skill of Focus.